ever been talking with someone and they tell you you have just 1 minute to get your message across? Well, that challenge has been taken to a whole new level with our next guest. Dominic D'Andrea is the producing artistic director of the 1 Minute Play Festival, America's largest and longest running grassroots theater company. He's led over 70 1 Minute Play Festivals around the country, and he's here to direct the second annual Honolulu event. Welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me.
How much information over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years you've been doing this, can someone pack into 1 minute? It's probably an amazing amount of a theme that they're trying to get across, more than I would think about. I just talked for a minute. Who learned much?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot that can be said in that time frame. And what this particular body of work is trying to do is look at what all of this work has to say about each other. So it's not just what 1 minute has to say, but the accumulation of what many minutes have to say, both in and of themselves and in conversation with one another.
Now, this is in Honolulu. This is created by local playwrights. They have to submit 2 plays. They go through a revision process with you. Mm-hmm. And then it's actually done by local producers and local actors.
Well, local directors.
Local directors.
Actors, yes.
So what sort of themes do you think emerge? You've been around the country in various different locations, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. You've been in Oregon, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
What general themes do you find come out? And do you know the theme going into it? Or does that seem to be something that occurs towards the end of the process?
Well, that's an interesting question. The whole point of this work is to unearth what themes and conversations and topics exist in different communities. So sometimes, based on our history, we know what kinds of things have been talked about, but it's always really surprising to us what bubbles up to the surface. We don't tell the writers what to write about. We ask them to consider the world around them, consider their communities, and all the ways they view and engage with their daily lives, and write moments that could only happen in the here and now. So when they submit these moments to us, they're writing in a vacuum. They're just kind of responding to what's popping for them right now. We're looking at what are the things, the big conversations that are there, and how do we kind of encapsulate those things and reflect them back? So sometimes we see things, for example, this year it's a big election cycle, right? Everyone's really charged. The whole nation's really charged with the politics. They believe this, they believe that. There are a lot of energy around candidates, and we see some of that in the work. We see some of the political conversations such as guns or race or economic disparity or wealth and class. We see that kind of throughout the nation, but the way that they're articulated is really specific to each community. And so we can kind of get a sense of where some things might be. But then there are other things, mysterious things that could only happen in the communities that we're in. And those are the interesting things to kind of pick up on, because those are the things that get submitted to us and we read and we're like, wow, what is that about? What does that mean? Well, let's find out. That's the whole point of the work.
And Hawaii has some unique themes. It's pretty different than anywhere else that you've been in the country.
Yeah, I'd say so. For me, this is Hawaii really is a crossroads of the world. Even though we're technically in the United States and we are a state, there are so many influences from all over the planet that sort of converge at this point. So the way that the culture articulates itself is not binary. It's very layered and very nuanced and has a lot of traditions and practices and realities that are quite foreign. So to be able to have the opportunity to engage and kind of unpack some of that in a meaningful way through the art that we do is been really amazing.
And that's been your inspiration. This is your vision, and the way that you express yourself artistically is to help go around the country and provide people these opportunities to really reflect what's going on in their community. It's community-based theater.
Right.
It's really about what's going on in your local area and how does that little bit take part on a much bigger stage.
Yeah, I think that I view my job as sort of a facilitator. And, the art that I bring is sort of to provide a rigorous framework and a rigorous structure for all these ideas and all these voices to exist within. And I try to work in a way where I provide that framework and then kind of get out of the way and let people do their thing and let the artists that exist here express themselves in the way that they need to and have the burning desire to. And through that, we're able to see so much about what is happening in this community right now. And I think this particular body of work speaks to that in a really direct way. I think this is a show that if you don't like theater, if you're not a theater person, you will want to see this, because I think that there is an opportunity for local citizens, people that are just existing here, to see themselves on stage or to see things that impact their lives on stage in a really immediate way that sometimes theater doesn't get to serve, because theater's developed over a long time and our practice is about sort of rapid response. So I think that there is an opportunity to have a conversation about what is really happening here through the work. And that's really valuable.
Well, and if people say, you know, if you've ever gone to a play or gone to a theater production and said, you know, I'm just not following it, or I'm just not getting what's on the stage. Hey, in this particular production, you have got multiple opportunities, because there's constant flux, there's constant movement. That has to be really challenging as the artistic director that you are, to try and combine all of these different people's wishes and goals and plays and all of these things into a very fast-moving production.
That's right, yeah.
And I mean, 1 minute, how many, in the course of the entire event, how many different plays are there?
This particular one, there's about 60.
And within that time frame, you can get 60 different viewpoints.
Correct.
Of everyone's different thoughts of what's going on in the community. There's going to be something for everyone.
I think there's something for everyone, but there's also a kind of everyman quality to it. I think that here, some of the topics that are really interesting, and I don't want to give too much away because we want people to come
and see
it.
We want to keep them in suspense.
Like, there's a lot of stuff about homelessness. There's a lot of stuff about economic development or economic disparity here. There's a lot about language, the way that we engage culturally. There's a lot about Hawaii and Hawaii-isms. There are so many things that have popped up in this particular festival that we had no idea what they were and had to do a lot of discovery and asking to try to really get that framed in a way that's meaningful. And so that's also the joy of it, but it's very mysterious too.
Well, and with that type of mystery, we know people are going to want to find it. Thanks so much for sharing your experience, and look forward to going and seeing the play this weekend. Dominic DeAndrea is the producing artistic director of the 1 Minute Play Festival, here for the second year in a row in Honolulu. Takes place this Saturday and Sunday nights at Tanne Theater in downtown Honolulu. More information on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.